You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your uber exciting Days of Our Lives weekly promo. This one is titled Kristen versus Nicole, because things are about to get really volatile with these two women. Plus, somebody is interrupting a romantic visit to the Horton cabin, and I'm pretty sure it's a very bad guy who's hiding out that does this interrupting. We're going to talk about all this. I'm going to break down the promo for you as I always do, and then tell you what day everything is happening and the spoilers that tie to it. And then I'll show you the promo at the very end. So be sure and stick around, and please click subscribe if you haven't already. So there is no voiceover this week, which is interesting. The title of the video is Kristen versus Nicole, and the little words that flash throughout the video are big muss, lot of fuss, breakthrough, guess who? I don't know if they had Dr. Seuss writing this week's promo. Big muss. Muss is like when things are mussed up, like when they're messy. It's just kind of a, obviously they were looking for a rhyming word, but I don't know. Feels like a fail to me. All right. So John Black is with Kayla Brady. She answers the door to her in Steve's place, and there is her hubby's best friend. And Kayla says, I have something for you. And John says, yeah, what's that? And then Kayla hauls off and punches him in the arm as hard as she can. And he says, ow. So good for her for making a dent. It looks like this is probably happening on Monday, April 8th, possibly Thursday the 11th. But the spoilers for Monday, April 8th have John, Steve, and Kayla all having scenes. So Steve confesses something to Kayla on Monday. And that same day, John is talking to Harris about his time at Bayview, because Harris was also brainwashed, you know, and he went there trying to protect other people from him in case his brainwashing, I guess, came back. So it could happen on Monday, but possibly on Thursday the 11th, because Steve tells Kayla he's sorry that day. So I'm excited about the scenes. Anything with Drake Hogeston and Mary Beth Evans always makes me happy. The second scene, and this is where we start to get the really juicy stuff. We've got Holly Jonas sitting in the Damara living room with Rachel Black on the sofa. They're giggling, they're having fun, and Kristen Damara rolls up on them, and boy, is she big, big mad. Kristen says, you stay away from my daughter. And Holly gives her a death stare. This should happen on Wednesday, April 10th. Official spoilers say Kristen chews out Holly. If you're wondering why, well, it's because Holly lied and left Tate in jail. And Kristen, I don't even know what you would call her relationship to Tate. Technically, she's his birth mother because she gave birth to him, but he's not her biological child because, if you were watching back then, she stole Teresa Donovan's embryo, her and Brady's embryo, and had it implanted in herself. And so she gave birth to a child that is not biologically her. So I guess she was Tate's surrogate through deception. It's such a messy, soapy situation. And after Kristen says those nasty things to Holly, then Nicole rolls into the room, comes up on Kristen, and she has some choice words. And Nicole says, you want to go after someone? You come after me, all right? And Nicole is slapping her chest like a come at me, bro thing, and says, I'm right here. And Kristen's like, oh, you want to fight? Okay, let's do it. And then Kristen raises up her arm to backhand Nicole, and EJ comes up and he grabs Nicole, and he's trying to break up the altercation that is fast turning into a physical assault situation. The way that the scene came by so fast, it almost looks like somebody might be pulling Kristen back. I don't know if Brady was still there when this happened or not, but I don't think so. So I don't know. But definitely Kristen is really, really coming down hard on Holly, and Nicole doesn't like it, even though, to be fair, Nicole came down hard on Holly too, and she deserved it. I don't feel sorry for the brat. I mean, for you to be like, oh, you know, I don't want people to be upset, so you can stay in jail, you know? So that scene also happens on Wednesday, April 10th, because the spoiler starts out saying Kristen chews out Holly, and the rest of the spoiler says, and Nicole doesn't like it, not at all. The next scene, this is a good promo, by the way, so wait to the end to see it. We have Stephanie talking to Everett in Town Square. And if you remember on Cliffhanger Friday's episode, he sat down with Jada and Rafe and Sloan, and they wanted him to sign the divorce papers to make their split legal. And he signed Everett Lynch because that's who he thinks he is. And then they wanted him to sign Robert Stein, aka Bobby Stein, and he refused because he said that's not who he is, so it'd be forgery. And in his obviously cracked and splintered brain, you can sort of see the logic, but Rafe's mad, Jada's mad, everybody's mad, and Stephanie is going to find out quickly that he didn't sign those papers. So Stephanie's talking to him, and she says, you were ID'd as Robert Stein. And then Bob Everett goes, shh, this kind of long drawn out shh noise. He has this face that's full of rage. He steps closer to her. He's like pointing his finger. And then he takes this very dark and menacing tone of voice and says, don't you ever call me that again. Love it. He's very much turning into a Nick Fallon type of dude. So the spoilers for Wednesday the 10th say Everett needs help and he goes to Dr. Marlena. And then on Thursday the 11th, Stephanie asks Everett why he won't sign the divorce papers. So I wonder if the Wednesday session with Marlena maybe brings Bobby to the surface or closer to the surface. And then, you know, he talks to Stephanie on Thursday. And I do see his point, but I also see everybody else's point as well. So this is just fun and messy. And now here is the most exciting part of this promo for my money. Chanel and Johnny are at the cabin. They are toasting. They're getting ready to do the deed. They're there on their honeymoon. Sarah Horton loaned them the Horton cabin on Smith Island. And Johnny and Chanel both say, to our honeymoon. And they clink, clink their glasses. His shirt's off. They're making out. They're getting ready to, you know, do things. And the cabin door opens. They scream. They turn to stare at the door. Chanel shouting, oh my God. And Johnny's like, whoa. So spoilers that tie to this. Tuesday, April 9th, Chanel Dupri and Johnny DeMera head to the remote Horton cabin for their honeymoon. Clyde Weston contacts Ava that same day and demands that she retrieve something for him that was hidden at the bistro. And this scene, I believe, happens on Friday, April 12th. Johnny and Chanel's honeymoon on Smith Island is interrupted. And I feel pretty certain that Clyde and that slimy little she-cop that he has with him are gonna bust in. I find this whole thing very ironic because if EJ had just done what Stefan asked him to and had their team of hit people take out Clyde, then, you know, Holly wouldn't have OD'd and now Johnny wouldn't be at risk, because I'm fairly certain the only person walking in on that honeymoon has to be Clyde Weston, right? We'll find out next week. That is all of the spoilers tied to the promo. Hold on one second, and I'm going to show you this hot new promo. Please drop your comments. Please click subscribe if you haven't already, and definitely come back. We're here talking days, 7 days a week. As always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt. Buckle up. Here is that hot new promo.
I have something for you.
Yeah? What's that? Ow.
You stay away from my daughter.
You want to go after someone? You come after me, all right?
All right.
I'm right here.
Fight. You want to fight?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let's do it.
I am sorry for that.
You were ID'd as Robert Stein.
Don't you ever call me that again.
To our honeymoon.
To our honeymoon.